How a Mermaid Meditates. Hi, Mermaid Junkies. How are you? I hope you're doing so well. Welcome to Mermaid Junkie Podcast with Raquel Carter. That is little old me. Something that I have really wanted to talk about, and I've done like YouTube videos on this. I've done so many blog posts on this. And now, last week, I think I put another blog post about mermaid meditation. And so I thought today I would talk about it on my podcast because I think it's so important for us to really dive deep and learn how to meditate. There's so many things out there in the universe, in the ether, that people have different perceptions of meditation. It's almost become cliche, like especially in the spiritual aspect of things, which I'm very, very, you know, deep ingrained in. And I think it's become kind of like a popularity thing. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe that's just my perception of it. But I wanted to talk to you guys about how to actually meditate, break it all down, and put it kind of in layman terms, because even the most religious person may want to meditate. But I think here's the one of the biggest things that I've noticed from personal experience is that people struggle, people in general, like I'm saying, like in the outward, you know, perception of the world, in a general stance, people hear things from the spiritual realm, you know, spirituality, gurus and words and play on words and things like that, you know, universal, the law of attraction, universal law, source and energy and vibrational frequency. And I think it freaks the F out of people, especially maybe religious people. And I say that because, like I said, on my personal journey, I believe that that's what's happening. I think that that's where the breakdown comes from, where people aren't as receptive to spirituality, because it's not really so different. It's just that sometimes we use, in the spiritual community, we use words that aren't familiar with people. And so that's one of the things that I felt like with my blog and my books and my practice and, you know, the different aspects of things, I wanted to break it down to where we use commonality words that will continually connect us as a community. Because isn't that what we all want? Is we want more love in the world. We want it to go around. Love makes the world go around, no matter how cliche it sounds. But when there's a line drawn in the sand, so to speak, I think it makes it difficult for people to come over to our side, the spiritual aspect, and obviously it makes it difficult for us to connect. So anyway, like I said, first of all, when you hear about meditating, it kind of sounds, in my opinion, just from my personal experience, like I said, I'm always giving from my personal experience, is that it pretty much sounds like some crazy woohoo stuff, you know, and I especially thought that even in the beginning, you know, when Abraham Hicks talks about, you know, getting ready to be ready to be ready, because we're not always ready for everything that is thrown our way or we have come into contact with. And so what I mean by that is, you know, I had been given The Secret, which is basically Abraham Hicks' teachings all rolled into a nice little book and video, back in probably 2002 or 2003, when it kind of hit the shelves and it was really big and popular. And I completely, at the time, told my husband, I'm like, get that out of the house. That is just like, I'm not, no way. That stuff is scary. Because at the time, I was a very, very, you know, religious person. And so I was like, get that out of the house. You need to burn that. Give it to someone. I don't want that around us. I don't want that around the kids. And so, but at the time, didn't know it at the time, but I was getting ready to be ready to be ready, which means receiving things in incremental, you know, little doses, because that's how source, you know, gives us things or allows us to, like, quietly and with the path of least resistance, we'll receive those things. And so, it's so interesting now that I look back on my life and think about, like, oh, meditation. Oh, that's that woohoo stuff, you know? And, you know, the first thing that's so hilarious is that when I started practicing the law of attraction was actually when I lived in San Diego, California. And not that it was because of the location, but, you know, it was a place in my time in my life where it just was something that I was ready for. And anyway, so yeah, I wanted to talk about meditation and how to meditate and to kind of break it down for you a little bit. I think about, you know, meditation, once you start getting to do it, once you start the practice and you continually, habitually learn to meditate, it's such a beautiful, beautiful direct connection with Source, God, the universe, that you'll feel and recognize that from your innermost, deepest aspects of yourself. And so I think, if anything, I would love to challenge you guys to begin incorporating the practice of meditation into your life, because it's such a beautiful, beautiful way to connect with that inner being that is you, you know? I wanted to talk about exactly what is meditation. Basically, what meditation is, in a just a little teeny synopsis, kind of like a little elevator pitch, is that it's the place that we get to that takes us back to the core vibration that is unchallenged by the beliefs that are keeping us from what we want. And so when we can get into that form of meditation, we actually become one with Source, one with God. So it's almost like we're working in unison as if God is working. Does that make any sense? Like, I hope that breaks it down a little bit. Incrementally, you know, but it's not anything that's outward. It's not anything but just that. It's taking us back to that core vibration that's unchallenged by the beliefs keeping us from what we actually want in life. Because when there's no resistance, everything can flow to us. And so often we have been conditioned through belief systems from when we were eensy-beensy right out of our mommy's womb, to be conditioned to be responsive to our environment. And so that's what we're trying to do ultimately when we're meditating, is to take us back where there is no resistance. And I think a lot of times I've heard so many women, especially, they're like, oh, I can't meditate. What are you talking about? Meditate? How long do you have to meditate? Do you meditate for 30 minutes? Do you meditate doing a yoga stance? Can I meditate doing this? And it's like, okay, you can do all of those things when you meditate, but the whole point is to shut the brain down from thought. And so if you can sit, and I'm going to go through an entire list of the way that I meditate, and this is actually the exact pattern and practice that Abraham Hicks, Esther, does in her daily life. And so I've studied this for several years, and being, you know, I think every video, and I've, you know, on YouTube, as well as every book that her and Jerry, that wrote on meditation, you know, I have studied it deeply. And so, yeah, you can do meditation, you know, on the cliff in Zimbabwe, or you can do it on the beach, or you can do it in a yoga stance if you want. But the whole point is to have no resistance. You don't need to do anything. Why would you want to do a yoga stance if you can sit and do nothing but just sit? You know what I'm saying? It makes total sense to me. But yeah, so I think there's a lot of times, like I said, that women actually say, I can't meditate. I don't have time to meditate. Actually, you don't have time not to meditate, because that's the only thing that's getting your ass into alignment every day. And, or should I say, for me personally, that's the only thing that's getting me into an alignment. And if I want to be the best possible person, the best, most beautiful, well-rounded mermaid in my life on a day-to-day basis, then meditation is one of the essential things that I have to do to welcome the world, you know, to present myself to the world, because I'm in the best mood ever. I mean, it's like talking face to face, or being face to face with God, Source, the universe. How can that not be a good thing? It's dope ass, for one thing. And the other thing is, why wouldn't you want to do that? Why wouldn't you want to feel like godlike for 15 minutes of your day? You know, and so, like I said, let me go back to the fact that so often women, that's what women say to me. I can't meditate. I don't have time. I just feel antsy and fidgety and I can't sit still and I can't turn my brain off. And it's so true. And you know, the reason that we're like that is because just even that intention to meditate still has it resistance with it. And that just intention to say, I'm going to sit and meditate, it has resistance in it because you've already mentally set your mind up. This is going to be a difficult thing. This is going to be hard for me. I don't know if I can do that. So see, you're presenting yourself with resistance already before you even get into that state of wanting to meditate. Does that make sense? I always say, does that make sense? That's just one of my little catchphrases. But basically what we want to do is we need to quiet our conscious minds enough so that when the non-physical mind is purely focused on all that we've become and the wholeness of who we are. If we can find a way to tune into it, that's the thing. Can we find a way to tune into it? The only way that we can do that is through meditation. And so then what happens is those vibrations will begin to turn into thoughts. And then when those thoughts come, we will feel and understand the pleasure and the satisfaction of thought. And so if you know anything about meditation or you've meditated a lot, you know what that means. You can feel yourself becoming one with the universe, one with source, your inner being, right? Because so often we're so distracted by reality because everything around us is reality, right? But to experience the whole of our vibrational reality is what we desire to do when we go to meditate. So our minds, I think a lot of times have been trained to be responsive to our conditions around us. That's why initially it's really hard for us to meditate. That's why it's really hard when I talk to my friends and they say, I don't know about the meditation stuff. For one thing, it sounds weird and woohoo and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But you have to get past the point, maybe just saying, you know, I'm going to meditate, or maybe you want to use the word pray. I mean, that's another thing with the words that we can put any kind of word that we want. You know, maybe meditate to you might sound aggravating for right now, for your beginning starting of your practice, right? Maybe it's just, maybe you need to just change the word. Maybe you need to say, I'm going to find joy for 15 minutes a day. Maybe I'm going to be one with the universe today. And that's what you want to say your meditation is. Okay, you can use a different word if that will help you to get to the point of actually sitting down without the resistance of meditation. So what we have to do is we have to learn. I mean, everything takes practice. We know this. Everything takes practice. You don't just learn how to do one thing. You don't learn how to just write one blog post and then be like, done. Let me run this race. And you run the race and you're like, okay, hands together, wipe it clean. I'm done. Did it. You don't do that. You know, there's a process to getting to the running the marathon. There's a process through the marathon. There's a process afterwards. Do you know what I'm saying? You don't just get from A to Z. There's all the other letters in between in the alphabet. And it's the same with anything. It's the same with meditation. We have to learn to quiet our minds. So here's a couple of things. These are the things that I do, you guys, to meditate. Okay. It's worked for me. I've done it for 4.5 years. It's perfection to the highest nth degree, if you ask me. It's been proven to help me to accelerate my purpose, my growth, my expansion at massive, massive speed. And I've been doing this for 4.5 years, and it's just beautiful and amazing, and I couldn't imagine not meditating. It's really, really such a beautiful, beautiful experience for me. I look forward to doing it. I almost get addicted to it. I almost want to do it more than 15 minutes a day. That's how it becomes such a beautiful experience that you want to continually. It's better than drugs. I mean, it gets you higher than no drug could ever do what meditation does for me anyway. So what you want to do is, first of all, you want to wear comfortable clothing. You can even be in your nightgown. You want to wear comfortable clothing so that you can feel comfortable, right? And you want to get into a place that is comfortable, where there's no distractions, you know, outwardly distractions, as much as possible. Then what I do is I light a candle, because scent is part of the five senses or the six senses. And you, smell is very, very important. It takes you to a wonderful place, especially if you have happy memories about particular scents. Quiet your surroundings. You know, if you need to turn your phone off or, turn the sound off or the tone on your home phone, like your landline, which is bizarro, because I don't know, does anybody even have home phones anymore? I don't know. Probably if you have kids, you do. Okay, so anyway, quiet your surroundings. What I do, and you don't have to do this, you don't have to pick this particular app, but you can, and the reason I pick it is because obviously I'm a mermaid, so I use an app with the sound of waves or a water drop from a faucet, because that seems to be something that works very well for me, because it's the, I can count, or I can listen to the waves hit the rocks at a certain time, if that makes any sense, like on my particular app. Then I gather up my little notebook. I've created something called Art of Appreciation, which it's in my Etsy shop. It's just basically, a list of where you can Art of Appreciation. You know, you write down afterwards, after your meditation. Don't go into a meditation. This is my other thing. Don't go into a meditation, thinking all these thoughts about, oh, I need to ask for this, you know, because a lot of times, especially if you've been a religious person in your life, like I was a very religious person. You learn in prayer, the sequencing to a prayer is not the same sequencing as meditation. Because you're going into a prayer with a want and a need and a lack mentality. Okay. Most of the time, people that are praying in life, I'm going to talk about that one day on a podcast, the difference between prayer and meditation. But when you're going into meditation, and for the most part, if you're living a very law of attraction based life, spirituality life, you understand that it's always about the art of appreciation. Okay, so yeah, I do that. I have a notebook and it's the Art of Appreciation, and I get that prepared for after meditation is complete. I also apply essential oils because, on my reflexology points, behind my neckline, my thumbs, my earlobes, I use particular ones. You can use whichever you want. I use doTERRA because they're, certified therapeutic grade, and I will vouch for them till the end of time. But I use Balance, Frankincense, Intune, Geranium, and Lavender. The reason that I've chosen these oils are because they are the highest frequencied oils that there are, and they're the purest form. They also, because I've done tons of, like I said, I have a, you know, aromatherapy certification. So they also have beautiful aspects about each particular oil, which enhances the meditation process. And I could go into that later some other day. Anyway, I also have some of those, like those blend meditation notes in my Etsy shop as well, which I sell. So then I also gather crystals. Now, I don't know if Abraham does this because I'm not really sure. I've never been with her when she meditates personally. But Esther, I'm not quite sure if she uses crystals. You may not even need to use crystals. It's all in what your belief system is about what crystals can do. I feel like I pick crystals that I'm drawn to on that day. So if the crystal selections vary for me, you know, someday I use a rose quartz, and then some days I use an amethyst. It just depends. Like if I'm wanting money, I'm going to use a different one for that. Or if I'm feeling agitated or I need confidence, I'm going to use a different crystal for that. So basically in the way that you feel that day, however you're aligning that day, or what you're seeking, you know, with your set intentions, that is the crystals that will call you, basically, because aren't crystals energy as well? So they will call you to what you need. Your spirit knows. Then actually what I do is I start a timer for 15 minutes. And I start the timer because you never need to really meditate longer than 15 minutes. Actually, Abraham recommends that you don't stretch it further than that. People go, oh, well, maybe I need to meditate more and more and more and more. No, you don't. If you don't get into perfect alignment when you meditate, it's totally fine. Go about your business. Your mind is made to always think. You don't want to shut it down too much. I mean, let's work with our things instead of against everything all the time. Resistance, you know? It's like so often we have to retrain ourselves to stop resisting so much. And that's another way that people resist is like, oh, I have to keep meditating longer because I can't get into alignment. So I'm going to keep doing it longer and longer. No, you don't. Just let it go and go move some furniture around or go feed your chickens like I do. If it's not working for me, I sum it up to that's okay. Move along. I'll do it tomorrow and it'll be great and wonderful. After you start your timer, so what you're going to then begin to do is you'll listen to the sound that's coming from the app. So whatever that sound is, it could be your refrigerator motor going, and you could be listening to that dulling sensation, or you could be listening to your air conditioner vent, just whatever it is, really focus on that sound. You don't have to do this next step, which is take in 3 breaths in and 5 breaths out. Now, I can't remember exactly why Abraham says that there's a particular reason for this, but it's worked for me so well that I always do it. And it's something to do with the fact that if you're breathing and you're thinking about the counts, that it takes you into alignment quicker because you're focusing on your breath. And so you kind of become in your outer, you know, you get more in alignment at a quicker, faster rate. So what you're going to do is you're going to continue to do this. Keep doing this. Keep taking the 3 breaths in, the 5 breaths out, and then you'll slowly start to begin yourself transitioning into this meditative state. Actually, you guys, your head may even start to like move in a circular motion, which mine does very, very, like almost every single day because I've actually gotten so good at meditating. It means that you're actually in pure alignment with God, right? Source, the universe. You're in pure alignment with no resistance whatsoever. So then if you start to think thoughts, this is the other thing that I try to tell women. If you start to think thoughts other than the sound of the waves or the sound of the dripping faucet, whatever you're listening to, which you will because it's going to happen, our brains and minds were meant and created to think. So what you'll end up doing is just keep bringing yourself back to that sound. Every time you feel yourself wandering in your thought, and it'll wander, just keep the focus and keep bringing yourself back each and every time. And the more you do that, you're going to condition your brain to know that when you're in a meditative state, it will be conditioned to go back to meditating at that moment. It's just retraining yourself and creating new beliefs. Okay. So you can do it. So after your timer ends, and then what you'll do is you'll be led by spirit because first impressions will come from pure alignment. And don't be surprised if it's something weird. Like Abraham Hicks talks about one day she was, cause I've went to her workshops, you know, and they're wonderful, wonderful. If you ever get a chance to go manifest that, put that on your, you know, vision board or something. But she talks about one time when she was led after her meditation to move furniture around in her California home, which I think is interesting because you think that that's not like it's going to be like, let's solve world peace. No, I want to move furniture around. I mean, there's so often I can tell you that I was, you know, motivated afterwards to go on a walk or to paint a certain picture, or it could have been just to go wash the dishes. Honestly, it just seems like whatever the path of least resistance is the way that source will lead you around. It's kind of like I think of it, you guys, like a river. When I was learning and being trained, we learned in the mouth of the Wickiwatchee River, which is a real river. It pumps tons, billions of water out a day, right? And you learn to go with the flow of the river. Don't ever fight against the river because what'll happen is it will put you more in danger. So I think of that like meditation, and I think of that like source and resistance and following the flow of the path of least resistance, which is follow the flow. And it's so much less work. It'll take you right down the river and you can just let go of the oars and source will just carry you right on out. I hope this helped a little bit and served you, and I hope that it makes you kind of happy and excited about meditation. Oh my gosh, you guys, I want you to try it. I really think that if you really try meditation the way that I've talked about, you will love, love the practice of meditation. And so I hope that this served you well, like I said, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. And as always, I'm yours until my next swim. Ciao!
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.